So hi, I'm Josh Riley. I'm a psychotherapist and I run the addiction department at the Whitman Walker Clinic in DC. So I kind of come by this honestly, and here's a story about some of the seeds of that work. My mother's full name is Alice Lee Packwood Spurgeon Walter Riley Winslow Duncan. She doesn't use that name, but I've often thought that if I ever write a memoir, each chapter would be like one of the names of her husbands. Some would be longer than others. So there was a period of time I dropped out of college and I didn't really know what was going on. But there was a period of time where I went to live with my mother, and I hadn't really done that. My parents got divorced. I mean, you'd have to keep pace with the names. You'd have to get divorced pretty early, so I was 10, right? But later in life, I had the good sense not to live with her for most of my life. But then later in life, dropped out of college, no idea what to do. So I went to live with her. And like the names might suggest, my mother's moved through a bunch of different careers in her life. And sometimes it's artsy, and sometimes it's maybe money or bookkeeping. But, you know, it just depended on what her whim was. But prior to having kids, a long time ago, she was a nightclub singer. My father's a CPA, so I'm sort of balanced. Which is good. But in any event, so this was a period of time when my mother was exploring her musical roots, you know, middle-aged woman, but I'm a good gay son. I'm going to support her, you know. I'm going to be like, yeah, mom, you rock out. Like, play those tapes some more. I love it. So I go to live with her, right? So she's a bit of a drinker, right? I actually have a prop because I want to demonstrate how she would garden. She'd come home after a day at work. She did have a financial job, so she'd come home from work and she'd go out in her you know, dress to garden with a cigarette and a drink, you know, like you do. So she'd garden like this. She's weeding, in case you're wondering. Anyway, but it's just a good image. During this period of time, right, I'd go out and help her, you know, with a glass of sherry, like you do with your mom. So during this time, she managed to get a job, Blue Laws in Maryland, right? Have any of you ever heard of Mitzi's in Funkstown, Maryland? You shouldn't admit it if you do, because it's a strip club outside of Hagerstown. And on Sundays, you can't strip. I mean, you know, for money. So my mother, being a singer, had probably been there to the bar a couple of times, right? And so she had approached the owner and been like, I would like to sing on Sundays when you can't strip. And I was, you know, well, good. At least Sunday, that's good. You won't strip. So anyway, I was going to support her. In my infinite wisdom, I was also going to introduce her to a boyfriend. The first time ever, right? And I was like, he has to know what he's getting into. I should just bring him with me. So we went on a Sunday night to the strip club to hear my mother perform on the stage, right? On the stage, lots of mirrors, poles. She would just sing. Anyway, she got progressively drunker throughout the night, of course. She sings actually pretty well, I gotta say. And she had a pianist there, you know, accompanying her. It was amazing. But I got to flirt a lot with one of the strippers named Sunshine Sparkle, who came in and was, like, really laying it on thick. And I was like, this is my friend Matt. I didn't want to upstage my mother, right? But anyway, I'll flesh out more of the story. But, you know, I just want to share the story of the time that I went to the strip club with my mother. Thanks.